Oh, well, the cost of living is just skyrocketing. So it shows Albo and Jason, the two great guys that are pushing, have launched this, have really listened to what's happening. And now's the time to make sure we can help out some local families in CQ.
Yeah, look, how's it going to actually work? And the nuts and bolts, because at the end of the day, it's all about that insurance, lender's mortgage insurance. Now, I know in Queensland, outside of Brisbane, the average price is $450,000 for a home. Look, that's a massive saving of $13,384. That is a huge saving. So how does this actual first home buyer support scheme work, Russell?
So it increases the numbers, firstly, mate. What it does is it allows more people access to the system.
Mm-hmm.
So this is sort of an extension of what sort of was in place. It's identified this huge cost of living impost. And so you don't have to find that huge extra piece from the mortgage insurance. So it sort of basically, you know, to be cheeky, puts the government on the hook. Allowing that grant to pay for that lender's insurance.
Mm. Look, you know, I'm a bit nervous looking at this because the big major banks want up to 40% deposit. With this, you're allowed to just put down 5% without the need to pay the lender's mortgage insurance. Does that make you just slightly nervous?
Well, what it does is it allows us to get in it. Now, with cost of living getting away at us, you know,
yes.
Imagine a young family trying to save 40% deposit on a home of $400,000. It's now just absolutely out of reach. So this gets rid of one of those hurdles. It's going to allow and allow local families to try and buy a home. That Aussie dream, it gets rid of another one of those hurdles. And again, if you have a look at it, you have to be in the region for a year. So it's not like somebody can come from down south and sort of come in and start plundering the market. So what a great idea to allow locals first chop and the ability to get over that first hurdle.
Now, does this take effect immediately Labor is in office?
Well, there'd have to be a few changes, legislation. So we have to get elected first, Michael. Of course, that's the biggest hurdle.
Yep.
And this cost of living is the reason why this policy's been pushed out. And if we can get elected, then a bit of a law change. So it will take a few days to get in there, but the important thing is to get elected first.
Okay, so this is one of those if promises. You know, I often say about elections, it's wonderful things because we have so many schemes, if.
Well, unfortunately, you can't do it for opposition, Michael.
Yeah, so I know.
You have to be elected first.
But it has to be said.
Yeah, it's a commitment if I can get elected. How's that?
Excellent. Now, Russell, how are you finding the vibe on the street?
Oh, it's very positive. As we know, everyone at CQ is great anyway, but people are very supportive. They're a little bit tired of some of the lies that have been punched out, and, of course, the cost of living is just running away, and they want to see something done.
Yeah, they certainly do. We all do, and it looks like the cost of living is going to get higher and higher. Russell Robinson, I wish you all the best of luck as you run for a Labor Party in Capricornia. You know the door or the phone is always open if you'd like to have a chat, okay?
That's wonderful. Appreciate the opportunity. Thank you.